use number 1823, Raymond W. and Nancy A. Sko.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is in my vast area, and I've been by the property. Obviously, it blends in well with the community. I don't see it as it's creating any negative impact on the community. In fact, I see it as a service to the community to have a small engine repair shop, especially when it's as neat as this property appears to be. I think it's in many cases neater than some of the neighbors. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1823 for Raymond W. and Nancy A. Skull for small engine repair based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this proposal is supported by the surrounding property owners who signed a petition that was submitted to the commission. Two, the use will have no significant impact on traffic. Three, the use will be limited to the existing structures on the site. There is a similar use in the immediate vicinity of the site, that being an auto repair shop. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to the existing structures on the site and small engine repair. No automotive repairs shall be permitted. The existing unlit sign or a sign not to exceed the size of the existing sign shall be permitted. The shop shall only be operated between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And the security lights shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. All parking areas and outside storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Oil and other fluids associated with the business must be stored in approved containers and disposed of properly. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1823, Raymond W. and Nancy A. Skull, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 1824, Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, that's in my area of vast land. And I think it's a wonderful thing and service they're providing. I really do. So, with that, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1824 for the Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association, Inc., for a medical center based upon the record and for the following reasons. Number one, the use as a wellness center is a public use and benefiting Ellendale and the surrounding areas of Sussex County. There is a need for a wellness center in this area of Sussex County. Thirdly, there will be no adverse impact on traffic as a result of this application. Fourth, the use is within a developing area according to the county's land use plan. Fifth, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the wellness center shall be permitted to operate 6 days per week, excluding Sunday. The use and the site shall comply with all agency comments, including DLDOT for the entrance and roadway improvement and DENREC for the stormwater management requirements. Three, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side shall be permitted. Four, the site shall be sewered by Central Sewer as part of the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. Six, the site shall be served by Central Water. Seventh, the site plan shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex County conservation requirements regarding the tactics that exist on the site. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of the conditional use number 1824. Ellendale Community Civic Improvement Association Incorporated for the reasons and with stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 1827, Dry Dock Incorporated.
Well, gentlemen, I'm certainly in support of their mission that they have and the assistance that they provide in the community. But I'm also concerned about the parking issues, and I realize that may be a site plan issue, but it, I think right now it can be a safety issue. And hopefully their new building and land that they have will provide for that. But I would like to discuss with council about any issues related to parking before I'm prepared to make a motion. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1827 Dry Dock Inc., my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1827 Dry Dock Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1828 Mark and Dawn Therio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a motion that I would like to put out there recommending approval of this. I've got I'd like to get some feedback from my fellow commissioners regarding what you think might be appropriate. Should we cap the number of RVs and boats to be stored on the site, or do we have any ideas that maybe the site itself will dictate how many RVs the owners could put on here? We've heard the applicant indicated he wanted to allow adequate storage between the RVs for safe backing in and out and for maintenance of like the grounds and grasses. But I've got a motion pretty much ready to go. Just
well, Mr. Smith, I don't particularly want to go out and count RVs and boats and see if we've over the numbers.
What kind of buffer requirements or trees, landscaping are you thinking about?
I was just going to put down that that the final site plans show a landscape plan and perimeter buffer. The applicant indicated that he's got a ditch between him and Mr. Quillen, and he was thinking of something of 20 feet. But,
20 or 25.
Scaling this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would think that would be more important as long as there's some kind of buffer than the number of vehicles inside the buffer. So.
Okay.
Would
you? I don't want to count RVs either, but I'm sure that this applicant will keep it as a quality facility, but I don't know if the next applicant would, so I wouldn't want to see it loaded up with a whole bunch of RVs parked.
Mm-hmm. So if we capped it at 200 total, that would be.
I like some number at least.
Well, the site plan would show the spaces that they plan on using, or at least the areas set aside with numbers. So
that'd be
when
good.
They come back at the site plan, it would have to show.
Right.
Okay. So you like 200? As a limit cap. Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1828 for Mark and Dawn Therio for boat and RV storage based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being that, one, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Two, the use as a boat and RV storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Three, the use will not have any adverse impact upon traffic in the area. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being A, storage shall be limited to boats, personal watercraft, and RVs only. B, the boat and RV storage facility will be open during daylight hours only. C, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with 7-foot high fencing, and the applicant may construct the fenced-in area in phases. D, no maintenance or service of boats or RVs shall be performed on the site. E, no sales of boats or RVs shall occur from the site. F, all persons visiting the site shall be accompanied by representatives of the applicant or of boat dealers with valid business licenses. G, all boats and boat trailers moved to and from the storage yard on the site shall only be moved by representatives of local boat dealers holding valid business licenses. H, there shall be one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side permitted on the site. I, security lighting shall be provided on the site and shall be directed away from neighboring properties. J, the number of RVs and boats combined shall be limited to 200 total. K, the final site plan shall show a landscaping plan and perimeter buffer. And L, the final site plan depicting the boat and RV storage areas shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1828, Mark and Dawn Thurio, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Yes. I'd like to get Mr. Burton's motion, if I could, before he leaves. So I'll have this to tape for.
I did
have one thing just for informational purposes. Tuesday, the council had a little discussion about a proposed future ordinances to create a neighborhood business B2, possible commercial C2, and then even a possible business professional office type commercial district. And what they're going to propose in the next 6 weeks or so, and it may be after budget, I'm not sure when, a joint workshop meeting Tuesday afternoon, sometime next, probably maybe June, maybe May, I'm not sure, they don't know yet, with the consultants, Paul Driscoll, and set up a workshop and have a discussion on those, what the commission and the council feel would be appropriate, and then we would go into a drafting mode of proposed ordinances for either two or three different new commercial districts.
Please try to stay away from May 18th if you can.
That's good. That's a week I can't be here either, so that works out good for me. Right. Okay. And I'm not, this is the 22nd already. They had to work it out through the consultant and coordinate. We'll have
probably
to answer my paper time probably right before we get the right date.
Yeah.
But maybe, I'm anticipating late May, early June.
Okay. Probably. All right. Anyone else have anything?
Yeah, speaking of scheduling, I was kind of caught unawares that we don't have another meeting for 3 weeks. But I verified that with Mr. Mike. 3 weeks from tonight. So.
I think we should schedule a special one in between so we don't forget what each other looks like.
Now, there may be a possibility that I may be missing an upcoming meeting. I will know when we do meet on the 13th so we can, make sure that we would have a quorum. And speaking of that, I'd also like to rescind the invitation for Ms. Volk of the Watershed Assessment Division to attend our special meeting, because as was indicated when we discussed it, Mr. Lank will not be at that meeting. That's the meeting that I may be missing, and there's a possibility Mr. Johnson will not be in attendance as well. So I'm going to try to, since Mr. Johnson more than likely won't be here, try to be here for on that 19th, but okay. I'll let you know.
All right. See you in 3 weeks. Okay. Great. Anyone else?
I do have a positive comment, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, as I travel about our county side looking at properties, I also stop in on subdivisions. And I happened to stop into a subdivision today, and they had three amenities listed. One was a clubhouse, two was walking trails, and the third was, quote, protected wetlands.
Well,
that's a sign as you enter the subdivision, like promoting their amenities. I think that's pretty interesting.
Did you happen to try the walking trails out at all, Michael?
Well, I noticed there were not any sidewalks, so I was a bit concerned about no sidewalks in a cluster subdivision, which must have predated me.
That's another question. Would be, are there any houses in there yet? Or?
Oh, there are even houses. They were even building.
No kidding. Great.
Permits have actually picked up for dwellings.
Great.
We're not close to what we were a few years ago, but it didn't need to be.
I do hope they have walking trails because there's nowhere to walk on that road.
Yeah.
They're probably averaging 15 to 30 a week.
Really?
Well, I think that's probably a lot. 10 to 20 a week.
I can attest, Mr. Johnson, that the wetlands have been receding. So we've been out in the field trying to spread ode to success on the farm.
Mr. Johnson, if you want me to pull that file and see what they were required, I can tell you that too. I need to just let me know what the project is. Give me a buzz.
Yep.
Anything else for good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Whatever that is. I couldn't believe it.
It's amazing how.